funeral services for two Jesuit priests who were killed in northern Mexico last week. Members of the indigenous Rarámuri community performed a ritual dance to honor the two priests, Joaquín Mora and Javier Campos, who were killed during an alleged encounter with a wanted drug trafficker.
He is a martyr to me because whenever I talked to him, he said that his life was a Yurique municipality and that he would give his life for the communities, and he gave his life.
The killing of the priests sent shockwaves across Mexico, and frustrations are growing over worsening violence, as are criticisms of the Mexican government's failure to curb homicides.
We continue to demand justice, that the federal public security policy be changed, because this is not working. No matter how much the authorities say that it is working, nothing is going to change.
Violence in Mexico is at its highest point in decades. Statistics suggest that nearly 100 people are murdered in the country every day. The Catholic Church says Mexico is going through a historic wave of violence. Even Pope Francis has expressed deep concerns over the crisis.
So many killings in Mexico. I'm close with my affection and prayers to the Catholic community that's been afflicted by this tragedy. Once again, I repeat, violence does not resolve problems, but creates unnecessary suffering.
Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador condemned the killing of the two priests. But the president has also drawn criticism after being asked about the growing public outcry over his national security policy.
We're not going to modify our strategy. We maintain that human beings are not evil by nature. That is the circumstances that lead some to take the path of antisocial behavior.
Following the deaths of the priests in the state of Chihuahua, Catholic bishops in Mexico have called on the Mexican government to host a national dialogue with the goal of taking concrete actions to build a path toward peace. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera.